Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Church. We exist to honor God through reaching our city and touching the world with the amazing love of Jesus Christ. Please join us now for this life-changing message.
All right, so what I want to talk about today is sort of like in my prayer that I just led us in there. I want to attempt to bring us face to face with the power, or what we would call the omnipotence of our God. And if you're like me, this is an extremely important thing to come to a revelation of as a believer, as a Christ follower, in our walk in this life. Because even though I know God is powerful, if you ask me that question directly, of course I'm going to say I know that. There are moments in my life on a routine basis when I'll go out of here, surely at some point this week, I am going to be challenged in such a way with my life, with the difficulties that I'm facing, that are going to force me to come back to this place where I remember and I reach and I come in faith to know that I serve an omnipotent, all-powerful God. It's going to continue to be something that I have to grasp as a believer on a regular basis, because if I don't, then the things that I face, I have this God that's greater than them, but I will allow those circumstances to potentially be greater in my life than what God is, and then they will suppress what God is trying to do in me or hinder what His plans for my life are. And so when we talk about the omnipotence of God, we understand that this is one of His attributes. Right, God has attributes, and the Bible says that His wisdom is manifold. So that means that it's multifaceted. There's lots of edges and sides and dimensions of who God is, and there's far more than we could ever even really understand or even grasp in minimal amounts, but He's amazing. And one of those qualities is His omnipotence, that He is all-powerful, that God Himself is the creator and sustainer of everything, that everything exists within Him, right? He is the only uncreated one. And so listen to just a few of these scriptures that to me are just absolutely mind-blowing when we think about that this is how powerful the God we serve is. In Romans 11:36, it says, "For of Him, through Him, and to Him are all things." So everything flows from Him and to Him. In Hebrews 1:3, it says that He upholds everything by the power of His word. That everything is basically held in existence and sustained by God, by the power that emits from our Creator through this universe that He's created. In Colossians 1:17, it says, "He is before all things, and in Him all things consist." All things consist in Him or are held together, right? This is, to me, this is amazing, because we look around and, you know, of course, science and nothing, I mean, science is great, but really all science is, this is my opinion, right? You won't find this in an encyclopedia, but all science is the discovery of God's power. It's just the discovery or the evidence or the someone coming to the realization that God's power has done something. Think about it. You know, scientists, they see natural laws in our universe, and they see things, they say, well, this is a law, and this is this. And well, really, everything, you can just back it down to an all-powerful God, right? I mean, you look at the universe, the way that the sun rotates, or the way the earth rotates around the sun, about 1,000 years earlier, the way the earth rotates around the sun, the way everything stays in perfect, you know, the earth on a perfect tilt, the rotation, the atmosphere, where if we were like a mile closer to the sun, we'd burn up, a mile further back, we'd freeze. I mean, seriously, all that would have to happen for complete chaos to occur on this earth is for God to take His finger off of everything for 1 second. And everything would just be in complete and utter chaos. And so I'm just trying to start by painting a picture of the fact that He is all-powerful. He is all-powerful. Everything that exists within His power. He is self-sustaining. God doesn't expend energy that needs to be replenished. He just is, right? He is all of that. And that's the God that we serve. And this is important because it's absolutely critical that we as Christians, as Christ followers, as men and women walking through this life with a purpose given by God to our lives, we have to realize and have this continuous revelation of this power for reasons that I'm about to go through and explain. But to summarize early, that it is necessary for us to fulfill what God has called us to fulfill, because in order for that to happen, we need His power in order to accomplish it. The all-powerful God that created everything with purpose requires His power to fulfill its purpose. And you and I are all the same in that, right? There's a funny story that I read recently of this young kid in Sunday school and the pastor of this church. And the pastor, he knew that the topic of the Sunday school lesson that day was the power of God. And so he was interested in, you know, doing a little bit of analysis or inspection to see how well the teacher had done. And so he pulled the young boy aside and he said, "Little Johnny," he said, "you know, I understand that you learned about the power of God today in class. And I'll tell you what, if you can tell me something that God can do by His power, I will give you an apple." And little Johnny scratched his head and kind of looked at the pastor in a bewildered way and thought to himself something strange that this pastor was asking him this question. And his response was, "Pastor, I'll tell you what. If you can tell me one thing that God can't do, I'll give you a whole box of apples," right? So God is all powerful. So the title of this message today is Greater Than ... And my point is you fill in the blank, okay? Because you and I are going to face things for the rest of this life before we go to be with God in heaven. We're going to face things that are going to cause us and force us to come back to this reality of in faith that God is greater than what we're facing, whatever it may be. There's going to be continual new things that are going to introduce themselves in your life, challenges and things you're going to face that are necessary for you to face to go through your purpose in life, but they will require the power of an omnipotent God working on your behalf in order to see you through that. And so greater than ... is the title of the message. Now, when we look at God's power, the word power in the Bible, specifically in the New Testament, there's a word that is continuously used. In fact, it's used a little over 100 times in the New Testament in the Greek that describe the power of God, and that word is dunamis, right? And the plural form of that is dynamis, which is actually where the English word dynamite came from. And this word dunamis, actually, if you study this out, it means the might, the power, the marvelous works, the physical power or force, might, ability, efficacy, energy, powerful deeds showing out in marvelous works, ability to perform, and for the believer, the power to achieve by applying the Lord's inherent abilities and power. Through God's ability is needed in every scene of life to grow in our purpose. So this word dunamis, when we see the scriptures talking about the power of God, this is the word that the Greek scriptures use to describe that. And so I want to go through a few scriptures that I believe are critical, important, and helpful for us to really just grasp the fullness of, to the extent that we can, this omnipotent God that we serve and what that means to us in our everyday walk of life. So go to Romans chapter 1 if you have your Bible, and we're going to start in verse 16. The Apostle Paul, he writes here to the Romans, he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. Now, just quickly, I want to go through, when you study the scriptures, when you interpret the scriptures, one of the things that are helpful to do when you're studying it in the original text is to evaluate grammatical structure. Okay, like how the sentences are structured and where the commas and the periods and where things are broken up, because it can just open up more meaning and more revelation sometimes for us. And you have to look at it in the original text, because sometimes, you know, words are inverted and stuff when it's transferred into English. And so I just want to give you the original text breakdown, the grammatical structure of that, because it says, "Not indeed I am ashamed of the gospel, comma, the power indeed of God it is, comma." Now, I've read through this verse a lot, and I've read it as, "For it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes." And that's true, that it leads us, the gospel leads us to our salvation. But in the original structure of the sentence, it is the power of God, end point. The gospel itself, the good news of Jesus Christ, who he is and what we have in him as believers, that good news, the gospel, carries with it the omnipotence, the power, the dunamis of God. Now, this is a profound point, and it isn't necessarily the part that I want to travel deep into today, but I definitely want to make this point that we understand that we are redeemed from a state of powerlessness to a place of being endued with limitless power by an omnipotent God because of the good news of the gospel, the living word. And I know that I see this to be true on a regular basis in my life, because when I'm looking at my own situation, or I'm meeting with other people and we're discussing the trials of life that we're facing and how we're going to get through and what God is doing in this situation, that when I try to analyze or evaluate or come up with, like, you know, game plans and things, it's good to move forward, but it's almost like it only gets you so far, right? But when I start speaking the good news of Jesus Christ, who he is and what we have in him, into the situation, well, no, Mike, it's not hopeless, because God says he's never going to leave you or forsake you. He says he's with you in all things, and that he will, in limitless power, that all things are possible with God. So no, this isn't hopeless. You can't say that to the situation. Now, this isn't my great idea coming out. This is the good news of Jesus Christ, who we have in him, the gospel, and the power of that penetrates the soul of the believer. The mind, the emotions, and the body melt away, and the power of the living word begins to penetrate into their spirit, and then God transforms that situation. You can begin to see purposes of God being birthed into a situation that desperately requires that, and only that will suffice. Does that make sense? So the power of God is in the gospel. We are transformed from a state of powerlessness by God's power into a place of being endued with limitless power. And so let's jump down now to verse 20. In that same script, in same chapter, Romans 1. And then he says, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his external power and Godhead, so that they are out without excuse." So leave that scripture up there if you could for a minute. So starting out, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes," again, attribute, one of those is the omnipotence of God, his full power, right, his all-powerful being. And it says here that it's invisible, but it's clearly seen. It's pretty profound, right? It's invisible, but it's clearly seen. And it's understood by things that are made. And so what he's saying here, and you see at the end it says, "and they are without excuse," is he's saying, look, you just look around at what's before you, and there's the evidence of a all-powerful creator and his power being displayed. That you can't deny it. right? Now, skeptics try, but I mean, really, when you get down to it, can you really give me good reason, I mean, argue that random chance is how we're all here? Anything other than an all-powerful creator. So he's saying it's without excuse. It's undeniable when you look at creation. When you look at the way that the molecules in your body are moving at the exact perfect speed to hold you together, when you look at the elements of nature that are all, you know, moving at the exact perfect paces and speeds and all that stuff that, you know, I barely understand, when you look at all that, you cannot deny that there is a perfect, all-powerful God. He's saying that. Now, my point to us is, how much more so us as believers who have the nature of God, who have his spirit inside of us, who have come to the revelation of our creator and the relationship he wants to have with us, how much more so can we not deny that we serve this powerful God? And then as we move forward here, we begin to see that his power is available in us and for us in order to accomplish what he set us forth to accomplish. So that part in that scripture where it says his eternal power, again, dynamis, and Godhead, which that word Godhead there, it means divine nature, which basically is God's character, his qualities being manifested openly, right? So the nature of God, his power, his characteristic, his attributes are evident when we look around and see what we see in creation. But also, my point is how much more so for us that live with on a daily basis with the presence and the love of God in our life, can we not see that we have that power readily available for us in order to accomplish what it is that we face? And so to really drive that point the rest of the way home, go to 2 Peter chapter 1 and through verses 2 through 4, the Apostle Peter says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power, dunamis, has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. You may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Partakers simply means to be in joint companionship, partnership, mutually belonging with. So this power, this omnipotence, this self-sustaining, amazing power of God, we are intended to be partakers of that. The divine nature is in us by the Holy Spirit that lives in us when we come to believe the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are meant to be partakers of that omnipotence, of that power of God that is efficient enough to accomplish everything as it pertains to your life. Everything that God intends to do in your life, everything that you will face, the power of God that you are intended to be a partaker of is efficient enough and beyond that to accomplish and solve and sustain everything, every matter, everything you'll face as it pertains to your life. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we think or ask, how? According to the power that works in us." Say that with me. According to the power that works in us. How does God move in his power in our life? It's according to the power that works in us, the divine nature that's resident in us, living in us as a believer of Jesus Christ, carrying the all full power. It's in its fullness, not in any diminished state or form. We're not the source. We don't have it, but him in us does. And by faith, we are able to access the readily available power of an omnipotent God to accomplish, sustain, and perform every matter as it pertains to our life that God has set forth for our walk in this earth. And that blows me away, because that constant revelation, that constant coming back to this point, this truth, it brings everything that I face down to a lower level of significance in how it opposes me, right? The psalmist in chapter 56, he said, "In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?" I mean, that's kind of how I feel. It's like, and I got to, you know, come back to this on a regular basis, but I'm saying it's like, you're having a problem, you're facing issues, you got whatever it is, relationship issues, career issues, I mean, you name it, things that are challenging, you're trying to break your spirit, and it's like, wait, omnipotent God residing in me, what can flesh do to me? Everything that I face is under his power. He is above all of that. There is nothing that has a higher ground over this God that is inside of me, right? And so you fill in the blank. He's greater than what? What are you facing right now? What are you dealing with right now in your life that it would bring you great benefit to employ the power of this omnipotent God by faith in your life that's available to you right now if you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and he lives in your heart? What is it that you're facing right now that you can put in that blank? Because God's power to perform his will and what he wants to accomplish in your life in that situation is readily available, fully efficient, and capable to see that thing through, to finish and accomplish the work which he intends and set forth to accomplish. And that brings me incredible confidence and boldness as I move forward in this life. And you need boldness and confidence to face the opposition of an enemy. You've got to have it. And I don't find it in myself, but I find it in the revelation of this all-powerful, omnipotent God whose demonstration of his power is all around me, but the reality and the revelation of the fact that it resides in me and is readily available to me in all things that I need and face to perform my will or his will in my life gives me incredible boldness and confidence to walk through every situation and know that the will of God will not be aborted in my life, that God's purposes will be accomplished, and it will be by my faith in that all-powerful God that it will come to pass, not by the work of my hand. And so, as we kind of just wrap up today and bring some of these points, like application points, if you will, of where we go from here and just how we continue to let this thing come forth in our lives. Look, his power, he's omnipotent, he can do anything, everything, at any time, but his power is demonstrated with purpose. It is demonstrated in a purposeful way. When we see it moving and flowing, and as we do all the time in different ways, but and then sometimes the demonstration of it is maybe more apparent to us, but anytime that power is, when that power is flowing and moving, it's done with a specific purpose. Everything God does is with specific purpose. And so he created us with a unique plan, each of us individually, for our lives. And his power flowing through us on a consistent basis is necessary in order for that purpose, in order for that to be accomplished. The power of God is required for the plan that an omnipotent God has for our life. And his power aligns with his will to accomplish our destiny. His will for us and his power that's required line up, they align, and that allows our destiny in this life on earth to be fulfilled and to be accomplished. And what is required of you and I? Faith. What is required of you and I is faith. Faith, that's who God is, and that's what he has given you, and to seek him desperately to know his will for your life, and to have faith in his power to see it accomplished as you seek him with all your heart, knowing that he has an amazing destiny prepared for you. how we see his power demonstrated has absolutely no bearing on its availability at all times and fullness, or its efficiency to perform his will in all matters pertaining to our life. We must realize that his, when we see sign, when we see the earth, we see the stars, we see all these things, these are demonstrations of his power. You coming through the things that you face in your life, overcoming the obstacles, the way that those things happen, those are the demonstrations of his power. And sometimes the demonstrations line up with what we expect, and sometimes, you know, we kind of think we know how it's going to go, but sometimes we don't. And sometimes the demonstration of his power, it's there, but it's not necessarily happening the way that we expect. And we've just got to realize that if we're still trusting in an almighty, powerful God, that the way he demonstrates his power is still efficient and proficient and exactly what's needed for the situations at hand. If we rest in faith as we walk by faith continuously in this power that God, we know, is continuously demonstrating in our lives. Acts chapter 17, the Apostle Luke, he says that in him we live and move and have our being. What are you to do with a statement like that? I mean, there is never a step or a move that you will make where the power of God and the presence of God is not emitting itself through you and into the things in your life. That is absolutely, I mean, I can get to about here with that, with my understanding, and then there's all this, right? In him we live and move and have our being. His power is always intended to flow through the heart of a believing child of his. And how it's demonstrated, look, it's just the way it is. God knows what's best for us. But I will always have faith that his power is working, it's available, and that I need to access it by faith in order to move forward in the things of my life. And when it's demonstrated, however it's demonstrated, I just give him the glory for it. Because I know he's at work, and if I'm suffering, or if I'm right? I mean, if I'm just being more, have to be more patient than I want to be, if it seems it's taking too long, I never want to question the fact that there's power from an omnipotent God flowing through me in my life, no matter what the demonstration of that looks like in the natural, in the here and now, in the seen, because the unseen is still operating on a continual basis, right? And so the reasoning that's trying to make sense of everything, I'm not saying, look, that's human nature. All I'm saying is let that stop where it needs to stop. Let reason kneel to faith when we introduce an omnipotent God into the equation, right? Let's stand to our feet.
Thank you for being part of the teaching ministry of Life Church. Our hope is that you take this message and apply it to your life in a practical way. If you would like more information about this ministry and you are in the St. Louis area, call us at 314-843-5575. If you are outside the St. Louis area, call us toll-free at 1-800-610-LIFE. If you would like to write us, our address is 1416 Larkin Williams Road, Fenton, Missouri, 63026. Or visit us at our website at lifechurch-stl.com.